All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Locked on Astros or Locked on the Astros minor league system. Today we have Jordan Brewer with us on the show, a top 30 prospect in the Astros organization. He is also rated the top defensive outfielder in the minor league system by Baseball America. That is a very reputable publication. We talked to him about this season, the Astros system, and where he sees himself coming up this year and the years to come. So thanks for tuning in. This is Locked on Astros. Let's start now.
Hello and welcome to Locked on Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked on Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked on Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. Find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Stros. Find the show at Locked on Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can I find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Instagram and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All right, and we've got one of the best outfielders in Astros farm system, somebody who's been in Astros farm system for three seasons so far, Jordan Brewer. Where can they find you on Twitter?
On Twitter, I just got a new one. Look at that. Jordan Brewer underscore 22 on Twitter.
And he is verified, folks, so just be aware of that.
Well, you verified it. No, his new account's not verified, though.
No, new account's not. We're getting there. We're working on it.
Yeah, so definitely we got a lot that we wanted to discuss about. I always like to ask, where were you when you were drafted? And just we like to know how things are going. So these are some things we're going to address with you on this podcast. And once again, thank you for coming on. So let's just go ahead and get started right away. So where were you? You were drafted by the Astros. And when was it?
19.
Yeah, 19 in the third round. And I remember when you were drafted, I'm like, Jordan Brewer, that's such a baseball name. Where were you when you were drafted? And who was the first person you told, or were you surrounded by family?
Yeah, so I actually, we were in Corvallis for regionals. And if we would have won, beat Creighton the first time, I would have got to go home for the draft. And my parents set up at Buffalo Wild Wings, a huge deal. Like all my family, friends, coaches, everyone was there. But they set that up, but unfortunately lost that first game to Creighton. So we had to play him the next day during the draft, which was a bummer. I didn't get to go home for that. But it was really nice, though, because all my family and friends got to stay at B-Dubs and watch the draft. And obviously the regionals were on TV, so they got to watch. And everything was going well. I told my agent, I'm like, hey, I'm in your hands. I don't know what's happening. I'm playing. So there was a couple of us that were possibly day one guys. It was Carl Kaufman, Tommy Henry, then me. Obviously, them two got picked up right after our game got finished. But like during the game, we're all looking at each other like, hey, did you get drafted yet? Did you get drafted? So it was quite interesting. So I actually didn't go till the next day, the third day. Or the second day, I was actually in the hotel and my agent's like, hey, Astros going to get you right here. I'm like, really? He's like, yep. And the TV didn't have like MLB Network or anything. So I'm trying to pull up the draft on my computer and I'm just in my room with my roommate. And I'm freaking out. My hands are shaking and I finally got it pulled up and it all of a sudden I just hear bang, 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 bang. And it sounded like the SWAT team coming in my room, in the hotel room. All my whole team comes jumping on me. I'm crying, awesome. Tears of joy. You know, like I wouldn't change it for the world. I mean, that was absolutely unreal to see them celebrate with me. You know, like those are my guys. Those are my brothers. And then the first person I called was actually my fiance at the time. She was in Minnesota. She was doing, she worked for General Mills. And her boss is a really big time baseball guy. Thank God. So he knew what the situation was and they're in a big meeting and all of a sudden, like she got the okay from him to like have it on and listening. And that's the first person I called and she got to step out and talk to me. And it was really nice. I called my family and everything and it was extremely peaceful. And the stress of getting the draft and the recruiting process, like filling information's out, the interviews with teams and stuff, it was all off my chest. And now it was just time to go play ball again.
Hey, Brett, yeah. One thing, that game of the first night of the draft, how did you play? Were you like super stressed out? Did you play well? Did you get any hits?
Yeah, so I actually was, that was my first game coming back from turf toe. Okay. I know it doesn't sound bad, but I tell you what, that sucks. It really does. You don't realize how much you use your toes when like you're walking, you do everything. And I was out for the Big Ten tournament. I was out. And then the last game against Creighton, or the first game, that was my first game back. And so I had a lot, like the adrenaline was going. So I had the draft going, I had first game back, and I actually didn't do that bad. You know, I felt like I contributed that game, and we went on to win that game. So it was not bad. Overall, we won. So that's all that matters.
Right.
You know, that's awesome. But, you know, that seems like a baseball story to me, because there are so many things that happen in baseball that you can't script. Like you're constantly seeing themes in baseball of, you know, guys, you know, hitting milestones or doing something special in a game where maybe you imagined it as a kid. But when you try to script it, baseball is more of one of the more unique sports, in that there are so many things that can happen at any moment. And even though you didn't get to experience that planned celebration, it's almost like the organic celebration with your guys that you've built that relationship with probably was even that more enthralling. And your parents more than likely were like, you know what, he probably couldn't have been in a better place than to be with those guys. Like, we wanted to be there selfishly, but, and that, it sounds like you have a great support network. I mean, gosh, you went to University of Michigan, so you didn't play out of place. I mean, that, I believe that's where Jim Abbott pitched.
Yep.
The one-handed pitcher that threw a no-hitter for the Angels. I mean, this kid was a stud. You know, Michigan's got a pretty good pedigree of baseball. So that, you know, you weren't like a D3 guy or a D2 guy, no offense to those guys, but you played Division I baseball. Tell us, what is one coach that you remember influencing you heavily at Michigan while you played there?
I would 100% say it's Backich. He really taught me how to be a good dude. That was one of our sayings, was just being a good dude. It has nothing to do with baseball. You know, we helped off, just like going to the children's hospital, helping the kids out, going to Night to Shine. It's just being that good person, just doing that good deed for people, you know? And I feel like that's the number one thing he's taught me over the years. And I still talk to him, and we still talk about events that they go to. And like, I'm part of this, like the Southwest Michigan Miracle League now. I helped them out a little bit, but it's so hard though now that I'm far away. You know, it's just things like that. Just people overlook that baseball, it's more than just a game. It's more than just a game. You're bringing communities together. You're bringing smiles to people's faces. So that's the main thing that I learned from him.
Yeah, I mean, you see what Chaz McCormick did the other day. He told some kid, I'm going to hit a home run for you, and he hit the home run. So, yeah, definitely what you do off the field definitely impacts what you do on the field and what your reputation is. So speaking of which, you've been in Astros farm system for 3 years. How have they treated you? Has there been any coaches that really have kind of helped you a little bit kind of develop into professional hitter so far?
Yeah, so Kanzler. Kanzler's really helped me out. He's really he lets me be the athlete I am. You know, so he makes certain tweaks that he knows I can make that sometimes are more difficult for other people. But he knows that, like, I'm a good athlete. He goes, it shouldn't be that hard for you. And so just Kanzler just helping me out all the time. Like, I'll even text him, like, hey, like, I have this and this issue with, like, what do you got any advice? Like, what drills should I work out, or what do you see in this swing? And he's so down to earth about it too. And he's not like, oh, you're doing this or you're doing that, like, stubborn or anything. He's like there to help me. And if I don't understand it, like, he'll find a way to make me understand it. And so it really helps.
You know, and I was looking at your numbers, and it looks like, you know, you had 4 home runs the year before in like 251 at bats. This year you have 70 at bats. You already have 6 home runs. So you've tapped into something power wise. I know the average is a little down. It does seem like a lot of times
he has 4.
That, Four home runs this year?
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'll take six. Oh, I'll take
okay.
six.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay. 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 So you had six in like last all year. Last yeah. season. This yeah. year you have four already, right. and you only have 70 at bats. Okay. Thank you for correcting me on the stats. But, you know, what do you think has been the biggest help for you tapping into that power? Because, I mean, obviously early on, you're hitting some tanks that maybe it took you a little bit longer to get maybe more comfortable at the plate. And I know as you go up in leagues, the pitching gets more difficult. Right. That's what everybody's been telling us.
Right. So the main thing that helped me out a lot was actually just having a healthy offseason. You know, this past offseason was my first official healthy offseason. And so I really got to tone in on my swing and like tweaking certain things. And I feel like that helped out a lot. And then like getting live at bats in the off season, facing Walker Buehler, Sean Doolittle, just some like big wig names, like, you know, like seeing those type of arms before the season. So like I came in feeling really good. I felt really confident in my swing. And then I also was like, I never played summer ball growing up, or like not like in college, I should say, like never like played like in the East Cod where the league is out here. What is it?
I don't know. Cape Cod. That's one.
Cape Cod. Yeah. Yeah. Like, or like the Northwoods League. I never played that. And so like these past couple of years, I've been like, I never actually used a wood bat until my first year of pro ball.
Wow.
And okay. So like, I wasn't getting used to it. And then this past off season, everything just clicked. Everything's feeling good. My body's moving good. I'm healthy. My swing feels great. I feel powerful. I'm getting into my legs. And so, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, I'm still raw, I should say. I'm raw at this sport. Like, I'm still learning. And so I'm excited to, as when I move up, is just ask these older guys some questions and how they do it or what techniques they use and stuff. So I'm pretty pumped up about that. But overall, I feel pretty confident.
All right. If looking at your early stats so far, I would say that I'm more willing to bet on the 839 OPS. And speaking of betting, let's talk about Bet Online.
Yes. Yes. So betonline.net is a great place to go. If you're into sports wagering, if you're into UFC, if you're into the NBA playoffs and you want to bet on all things sports, betonline.net is your go-to place. You need to go to them because they got blogs, they've got information, they've got all the lines. Like literally they get the lines and the numbers first. So you probably had a clue if you bet this last weekend on the Kentucky Derby. I know for me, I've had success. I've parlayed that into I'm betting on Jeremy Pena actually being the dark horse winner of the National League Rookie of the, American League Rookie of the Year. And I get all my information from betonline.net. So go there today. Go use your mobile device or go there by computer and type in betonline.net and let them know that we sent you because it's where the game starts.
All right. Speaking of where the game starts, if you want to hear about all the different games around the great game of baseball, go check out the Locked On Now podcast. They do a great job of getting 30 to 45 second videos, putting it all together in one great podcast. And you just get to see what's going on around the great sport of baseball. So go check out the Locked On Now podcast. So I know that as a prospect, this is something you probably didn't have in college. Well, I guess you did have in college, ranking systems, something that you've probably had to deal with a lot so far in your career. And the Astros prospects, they have a top prospect MLB pipeline, and everybody, all the experts have their own different ranking systems. And I know right now MLB pipeline has Jordan Brewer ranked 20th in this list. And your ETA, if you want to know, is 2024.
Nice. So
now you know. You heard it here first on Locked On Astros.
So that means next year you'll be up with the Houston Astros. Now that's not always how it works, but do you pay attention to the rankings on this list or do you pay attention to Jordan Brewer?
I pay attention to Jordan Brewer. I honestly, like I said, I just got a new Twitter after 2 years. I really try to stay away from all that stuff. You know, it's nice to see every once in a while, like, oh, wow, okay, they see me doing this and this. But overall, like, I know what I can do. I know what I'm capable of doing. It's just a matter of time when everything clicks at once.
No, yeah, you know, it was funny just to let those know that are watching or listening. When I had tweeted out that you were ranked as the best defensive outfielder in the farm system, you were like, "Hey, I wasn't aware of that. That's pretty cool." So I said, "Hey," I was like, I sent you the article. Baseball America said it, not me. I'm not making this up. I'm not like, you know, H-Town Wheelhouse's sources, but you can only control what you can control. And one of the things that I feel like the Astros farm system does a very good job of is they set you up for success in that they give you a ton of information. They allow you to use as much of it as you can. And then when you need tweaking or you need some changes, they go over it with you or they ask you, how are you feeling? Has that been your experience so far now that you're with the Asheville Tourist and kind of moving through the system?
100%. You know, like if, like I said, like even Kanzler, he's not here. Like he roams around. I can text him whenever and like, hey, like, can you look at this video? And I get video of my swings or my jumps in the outfield. Like as soon as we're back after the game, our stuff's uploaded. Like we can go on and look at all our information. I didn't feel like, let's just say like, I didn't feel like I got through that ball. I'm like, okay, let's go back. We can pick out the exact pitch and we can literally second by second click it and watch like still. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane. Like I never had anything like this before to like literally break down every single motion. You can break it down to the T. We wear blast motion on your bat, like okay, like your hip acceleration isn't good, or your knob isn't rotating the way it's supposed to, or it's rotating too early, and we can literally pinpoint it to the exact second we're doing it. And you're like, okay, and then you go in the cage and you record yourself, and like you start to get that feeling, like okay, this is where it's at. So it's just crazy, and that was a new thing for me too, is learning all this new technology. Like I was a JUCO guy, I was a JUCO bandit. Like you just show up to the field with the baseball, a mitt and a bat, and you go play ball and hope you do good that day. And so, but now it's like, you can literally break down everything, which is absolutely amazing.
I probably can't afford that type of technology, but I need that with my golf game for sure. So, let's take a step back from baseball. So you'll be coming up next year, apparently, according to MLB Pipeline. So what are three things not baseball related that Astros fans need to know about Jordan Brewer?
Okay, yeah. So I'm a huge gamer. In my spare time, I'm a huge gamer. You can catch me on... I just built my PC this off season right before my wedding. So I didn't tell my wife until we got home. And then all of a sudden a big old box showed up and she's like, what is that? I'm like, eh, it's nothing. I went to school for videography. I like taking photos. I like taking videos. I have a drone. And number three, if you ever see me, I'm just a clown. I'm the team clown. Like I'm always smiling. I'm always having fun. Like you can always come up to me. Like I'm never going to not sign anything for you. You know, like I'm that guy. I'm always smiling. You know, that's my joy. I like to bring smile to people's faces. And so, that's my third one.
You know, that's awesome. And that's what someone like, I know he's not here anymore, but George Springer, that's kind of what he was to this clubhouse.
Brett Phillips was like that in the Astros farm system too.
Yeah. You know, Brett Phillips. And then, you know, now you have Jose Altuve. Jose Altuve has such a fun personality. I mean, this guy's probably one of the most selfless players. And speaking of the pros, I noticed that you have had a chance to play in some spring training games and be around the major league guys. What's that been like, and who is maybe the one player that you think made the biggest impression on you? Because I'm sure they all did, but who was the one that it really stands out, maybe your interactions with them?
Pena, 100%. It's not – when he was in rehab, I was in rehab too with him. And I, like, me and him talked a lot, and I said, hey, like, I've been through the ringer with injuries, and, you know, like, I've been hurt multiple times. I'm like, if you ever need to talk, like, I'm here. And that day he came up and talked to me. I'm like, Penny is coming up to me to talk to me. And then each year, like then we came back for spring training this year, and just seeing Penny at he's just huge, gigantic. He got even bigger than he was last year when I saw him. I'm sitting there, I'm like, holy crap. Like if that's what the bigs look like, that's what I want to look like. Like, you know, like he's always going 110%. Like there's not, not anything lower than that. And I really tip my cap to him, because even though he's one of my friends, like I look up to him big time. You know, he's a great human being. Being around him and seeing him on the field and playing is just, it's just something, it's an experience just to watch him. You're just sitting there like, wow, that's awesome.
My last question, just kind of wrap up, is there anybody that you've played with so far this year that made you just go, wow?
Oh, like played with or against?
Either one.
Davis, the guy from the Louisville, the number one draft pick this past year. We just played him. I think he maybe hit four balls under 105.
Wow.
Out of the whole week. Like, I mean, it was just insane on like the contact rate and how hard he was hitting the ball. It was insane. Like, it was kudos to him, because he's a true hitter. It was really cool watching him. He actually just got promoted to AA. So it was really cool seeing him play. I got to see Adley Rutschman play. But on our team, I would have to say, you know, Michael Sandel. I love watching Michael Sandel play. You know, he's the true grinder. You know, it's like sometimes he hits the ball out and you're just sitting there like, wait a second. How did he just do that? Like this past weekend, what do you have, four or five home runs? You're just sitting there like, all right. Okay, Mike, go off then. So I really enjoy watching my other teammates have success like that. You know, it brings smiles to my face, and it brings smiles to the whole team just to see someone having success.
Hey guys, H-Town Wheelhouse here with Locked On Astros. And this summer, you're going to need food on the go. Built Bars are the perfect snack to take with you on family vacations. Throw them in your bags and your kids' backpacks. Make sure that everyone has a bar so that you're fueled for your summer adventures. All Built Bars and Puffs are covered in 100% real chocolate. That means that with Built Bar, you can eat healthy and actually enjoy doing it. Have you tried Built Puffs? This is the first ever craziness of a bar. It's marshmallow infused with protein, and it's wrapped 100% chocolate. They've got 12 flavors. They've got churro. They have banana cream pie, so much more. Built Bars come in all these different flavors. You can get a mixed box. Now, the average Built Bar contains 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar. We won't even go there, as the stats are embarrassing. So go to Built.com and use a promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your order. Use a promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. Well, you know, we got guys like Brewer, we got Sandel, we got Sprinkle, we got Record. I mean, we got all these great names.
Barefoot.
We got to get you guys. This could be the most oddly named, the most uniquely named team in all of sports. But Jordan, we do appreciate you coming on. And this has been an excellent experience for us, because we get to take a deep dive into your world, where many of us and our listeners and our viewers, we want to be in your shoes. We wanted to be where you are, you know? And so thank you so much for being open, for being candid, and for sharing. And I really hope that this isn't the only time that you'll appear on the show. We've got other things coming up, and I'm going to talk to you off air about some plans I have this off season that I think you could help me out with, since you're into video games. But man, thank you so much. Do you want to send a shout out to anyone before we wrap up?
No, just a shout out to everybody. You know, thanks for listening. You know, I'm excited to see where this journey is going to take me, and I hope you guys can follow along. And if you guys ever see me, please come up to me. I always like to talk. I'm a talker, and I love to smile, and I'll sign anything.
Actually, I forgot to do this, and I normally do this for all the prospects. We want to give you a platform to say thank you to any of your parents, any of your former coaches that have helped you get there. So if you want to take a few seconds to do that.
Yeah, okay. So first off, I'd like to go back to my roots. You know, this is Kevin Bowers on my JUCO. He found me at a PBR camp, unsigned senior PBR camp, and actually had faith in me. It was only my only offer out of high school, and I'm glad I took it. And then Backage, thank you for driving down, was it 8 hours, rail to come watch me, and having offer me at a Subway after. And my parents, thank you for driving me all these camps, all these games, hours to spend, all the money you spent. My wife, dearly, you know, I really love you. Thank you for actually accepting the journey. You know, a lot of people don't accept the journey of being a part. I know it's across the country right now, but We're going to get through it, I promise.
All righty. Well, thank you, Jordan, once again for joining the podcast. And make sure you go ahead and continue great season. And we'll check back with you. And we'll hope to see you next year, because that's what MLB yes. Pipeline says.
Let's make it happen.
All right. So have a good season. And for my name is Eric Heisman. His name is Brett Chansey. And his name is Jordan Brewer. This is the Locked On Astros podcast, your team every day.